This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and I'm excited to have him back on the show. We're talking about Lyco Energy Metals. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker WCTXF, and they also trade on the TXX Venture, ticker symbol LIC. And with us today is the president and CEO, Tim Fernback. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. Glad to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. We're a mineral exploration company that is focused on energy metals such as cobalt and lithium. And we have properties that we've acquired that are in key areas for these two commodities worldwide. We have one property in our lithium exploration program that is in the Atacama Salar in Chile, which is the most prolific lithium brine deposit in the world, with over 37% of the world's lithium being extracted from that location alone. And then we have other lithium properties in the only producing region in North America, which is Nevada, of course. And for a cobalt property, we have a great series of claims in Ontario, Canada, which is a prolific cobalt and silver exploration region. So we're well suited with good properties.
You know, the last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about your properties, the Teledyne and Glencore. Current status on your cobalt drilling program in Ontario. Can you give us a little bit of update on where we're at in that process?
Sure. Yeah. No, we've recently drilled out 27 drill holes on the combined properties, the two their neighboring properties, the Glencore property we purchased from Glencore recently, and also the Teledyne property, which we've held in our portfolio for a little while now. We have, like I said, 27 drill holes completed, just over 3,100 meters of drilling in total on the two properties. And we are basically going through our 43-101 program as we planned, and we're getting assay results weekly on our various drill holes that we're targeting right now.
You know, let's talk a little bit about grade. Give my listeners a little bit, how's the grading system going for cobalt and lithium, and what makes it so special to have a better grade?
Well, in lithium's easy. We have our properties in areas where the grade of lithium is really important as to the quantity that you're extracting out of the ground and the rate that you can extract it. So in Nevada, we have a ground that is somewhere in the areas of between 200 and 500 parts per million lithium, which is our good grades for North America. And in Chile, we have grades that can range up to about 3,000 parts per million lithium that we would have in the Salar of Atacama. So that is obviously fantastic grades, and that's why the Salar in Chile is actually the most prolific lithium brine in the world. For cobalt, our program in Ontario, we have small veined, high concentration cobalt underground in a rock formation. So we have results right now that have come back that, you know, over 3% cobalt in some of the areas that we've done our drilling, and we're looking to kind of prove up other areas as well to build up that resource so that we have a more ground and a higher volume of rock that we're looking at through our drilling program. So that's kind of what we're looking at. That area has produced cobalt in economic quantities of anywhere from, say, 0.5% cobalt to 1.5% cobalt. So some of the gradings that we're getting above that are actually quite spectacular.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of what the future of the company looks like in retrospect to additional cobalt and lithium properties that might be on the horizon?
Yeah, so we are completely focused on both lithium and cobalt properties, and we want to position our exploration programs in some of the best areas of the world. So we are currently looking at other regions of Chile to add more ground They, like I said, these deserts in Chile that have these lithium brine deposits, they are quite prolific and very highly concentrated. So lithium, Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia are three countries that, you know, I think that the world's supply of lithium is over 70% of it is in those four countries alone. So we're actively looking in that part of the world for new lithium properties. And for cobalt, we're looking to expand our Ontario cobalt land package as we speak. So we're active in the area looking for prospective ground to add to our existing mining claims there.
My guest today is Tim Fernback. He is the president and CEO of Lyco Energy Metals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol WCTXF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol LIC. You know, let's change gears here just for a second and talk about some metrics. Your market cap's around 9.1. Your stock price is around, I think, 7.5 cents. It seems to me, with all these projects that you guys have going on all over the world, your price is very undervalued. Can you comment on that a little bit?
We believe that our stock is undervalued, and I think that the results of some of the work that we're going to be doing right now will help prove up the value that we have there. So the more drilling and assay results that we get back from our Ontario Cobalt Exploration Program, I believe that value will be realized. So there's roughly about 129 million shares issued and outstanding on the company right now, and we're looking to kind of grow the value of that stock.
You know, I was reading an article last week about China going to 70-80% of all electric cars, I think, by 2025. What is that going to do for the commodities in lithium and cobalt, you think?
So the cobalt and lithium markets are well known, and there are multitude of uses for both of those metals in an industrial setting and also in the for high-valued settings like in electric vehicles. The quality of the metal, the higher the quality of the metal for both lithium and cobalt, these are the battery-grade metals, and that's what we're looking for and exploring for right now, the high-quality battery-grade metals that can be used in these vehicles. And that the push to have more electric vehicles on the market by all the manufacturers and actually the desire of the public to have a cleaner source of energy for their vehicles, that will drive the demand for both cobalt and lithium quite considerably over the next, say, 50 years.
When you get back these essays and they say what you think they're going to say, what's the next step? Are you going to farm that out, or are you guys going to do everything in-house?
So the plan with our Ontario property is to prove up the underground resource so that we can have at least a minimum of $100 million value underground. And at that point, Glencore has an option to earn back in on the project, essentially paying us three times our exploration costs to earn a 50% stake in the project going forward. So we believe having a strong partner like Glencore with our cobalt property will ultimately be where the goal for our particular cobalt exploration program. As we know, Glencore is the largest producer of cobalt internationally. So we think that we have a great partner in Glencore for our Ontario properties. And then for lithium, our plan is to work with the local incumbent large producing companies. So in Chile, it's SQM and Albemarle. They both have properties in the Atacama Desert. And then, of course, in Nevada, it's Albemarle as well, and also the Pure Energy and other lithium explorers that are in the area. So we believe working with them to prove up the resource in total would be great for our company.
Tim, in closing here, is there anything that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
You know, we touched on it, but talking about the market for both of these commodities, I think every analyst out there that comments on them is just extremely bullish on both lithium and cobalt as a commodity. And as the price goes up, the demand for good quality exploration programs and properties that we have will also increase. You know, we are in the middle of a financing right now. We have a flow-through financing in Canada, so that if you know, people are definitely interested in that, then they can help participate in the funding of the exploration programs that we have for our Canadian property.
If they wanted to go to your website, where would they go to?
www.lecoenergymetals.com.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure, Tim. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
That would be great. Looking forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.